Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 25th. From Capital Coverage, the Colorado Transportation Commission has approved a plan to spend $1.6 billion on some major road projects during the next 3 years. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Almost 40% of the money will be spent improving the I-25 corridor along the Front Range. Drivers will start seeing new express lanes and wider shoulders. And the Mountain Corridor is also getting some attention. The state is looking at fixing a stretch of I-70 near Idaho Springs that is notorious for traffic jams. The Transportation Commission says all the roadwork will help prevent crashes. But the money isn't going to be enough to tackle all of the $9 billion worth of projects that have been sitting on a long waiting list. Colorado voters rejected a plan this month that would have freed up more money for transportation by letting the state keep their refunds from the taxpayer Bill of Rights. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And in more from Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis unveiled an economic development plan that vows to help more communities shift from mining to renewables like wind and solar energy. Polis says the state will continue offering incentives to towns moving in that direction. As part of his new rural agenda, Polis also says his administration is committed to helping more rural communities get connected to high-speed internet and to attract remote workers. Governor Polis announced his rural economic development plan on Saturday, November 23rd, during his visit to Montrose. Polis went to several stops on his agenda in Montrose. He attended the state playoff football game between Montrose and Pueblo West. He went to a job fair at the Montrose Event Center. And he went to Mayfly Outdoors, where he made the announcement about his new economic development plan. KVNF News caught up with Governor Polis at the Montrose Event Center Saturday afternoon and asked him to describe the new rural economic plan his administration will be implementing.
Sure. Well, really, we want to highlight kind of what the state is doing to make sure that economic growth is strong in our rural areas, whether it's ag, whether it's location-independent employment. So we put together a rural blueprint that's now available on my Colorado governor's website. This is a result of us having 155 listening sessions in rural Colorado through our, Colorado Department of Transportation, Colorado Department of Local Affairs, ones that I've been able to attend. I'll have a town hall in Grand Junction later today. So it's really a result of us listening about what the state can do better to really address the growth of rural Colorado and help.
And please stay tuned to the KVNF Regional Newscast tomorrow and Wednesday for more of our interview with Governor Polis, as well as Local Motion next week on KVNF on December 3rd. On Friday, November 22nd, the U.S. Forest Service building in Delta hosted an announcement that had news outlets from all around the region showing up to hear about. The popular Capitol Christmas tree that sits on the west lawn of the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C. during Christmas season next year will come from the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forest. GMUG officials will recommend up to 20 candidate trees for the honor, and then the Capitol Office architect will make the final call on which tree will be the Capitol Christmas tree next year. Dana Garduño, District Ranger for the Ouray Ranger District, is heading up the project for the Forest Service. She told KVNF News that this is the fourth time a tree from Colorado will be the Capitol Christmas tree, and it is the first time the tree will come from the Western Slope.
In 2020, it'll be the 50th year that a tree has come from a different national forest, so every year it rotates around throughout the country. And since it's only the 50th year, as you can imagine, it's a rare opportunity when a forest gets selected because there are so many. So this is the fourth time it's come from a Colorado forest. The first time it's come from the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forest. The last time it came from Colorado was from the White River National Forest. And really what makes it such a big deal is that it's an opportunity for us to highlight our communities and the work that we do on the forest on a national stage, which isn't always the case.
The Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forest is a huge forest district covering over 3 million acres.
The western boundary is the Uncompahgre Plateau and the Telluride area, Lizard Head Pass. It goes south to the top of Red Mountain Pass, just to the south of Ouray. Covers the entire San Juan Mountains, the Snuffles Range, the Cimarron area. Traveling to the east, it extends over to the Alpine Plateau, Gunnison area, and then up through Crested Butte, and then also the Grand Mesa.
The process for actually selecting the tree, cutting it down, and shipping it to the nation's capital takes well over a year.
Some of our staff who have been busy this summer looking for what we call candidate trees out there, the tree needs to meet certain criteria. It needs to be 65 to 80 feet tall. Needs to have good access because of the size of the tree and the truck that we need to get in there and the cranes in order to take the tree down. It needs to be close to a road that has good road access, which is always an interesting challenge here on the West Slope with some of our road conditions. So the process is that we're sort of narrowing down, sort of almost like a beauty contest for trees, right? Uniformity of the tree, the type of tree it is, making sure it doesn't have any disease or anything like that. And then the actual selection of the tree is done by the architect of the Capitol, who manages the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C. So that person will come out in the spring, summer this next year, and we'll show him some of our options, and he will make the final selection.
And stay tuned to KVNF News for more on the developing saga of the first Capitol Christmas tree to come from the Western Slope. And finally, here's a note from KRCC in Colorado Springs for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. A federal grand jury in Denver has indicted the man accused of plotting to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo on three charges, including the original charge of a federal hate crime. 27-year-old Richard Holzer now also faces charges of attempted arson and using a fire of an explosive device to commit a felony crime. He remains in federal custody and is scheduled to appear in court today on Monday. If convicted on all counts, the Justice Department says Holzer could face up to 50 years in prison. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.